Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Don't let the sound of my voice fool you. I'm so excited about today's podcast. I'm excited to, you know, be present and be a present help of God, a present laborer in the field, wanting to see a change on this earth. And I know that the change starts with me. And so, unlike others, you know, I like to look at the man in the mirror often. And so what this does is it creates this little atmosphere in my mind where I'm able to cultivate, you know, higher thinking. And I get to sit with myself and be subjective for a moment and say, am I truly being my best self? And when you sit with yourself, sometimes we kind of, you know, let go of those lingering things or behaviors or attitudes that, you know, hold off our growth development process. And it's my job as a leader of self to come back and put my attention on the things that, you know, is requiring much of me. And so anytime something is calling me higher, I have to check myself and see, why am I stalling? What's the reason for this stagnation? And then when I see that there is an area of improvement, then it keeps me from looking to my right or left, because I'm like, dang, I could find fault in me. And so I don't find fault in me to blame or to shift blame to others. It just allows me to enjoy the human experience of life and say, man, there's more work to be done. And I want to do all of my work, you know, through grace and through the grace of God. So if this is your first time tuning in the podcast, I'm so grateful for you choosing this podcast. And I pray that you're blessed. Today's episode, we're going to talk about you stopped looking for God. You know, a lot of times when people interact with me, they're like, how do you hear from God? Or, you know, how do you know that God is real? I often put it in their focus that oftentimes we stop looking for God. And when I see God the most is when I am aware of what my weaknesses are, so I can lay those before him. And when I come to God for his help with my life and my process, I get to see God reinvent himself in new ways to get the victory. And in that, I'm like, why was I afraid to face that circumstance? Is because I was thinking about me doing it alone, apart from God. But when we get the chance to really know who God is, and how we know who God is by those opportunities of giving God the chance to win the battle. But when we're doing things in our might and we're trying to seek the credit, we miss out on how God could have won the victory sooner, and how God could have, you know, stored up more strength inside of us. We didn't have to end, you know, that race on empty. And so I am a champion of working smarter and not harder. And so we must not derail on the process of including God in our process. Because a part of trusting the process is trusting that you have to relinquish control. It's because when you've relinquished control, you know that you have little control over life anyhow. Like, what I'm saying to you is a concept bigger than Honey. You know, I don't wake up and say, I want to be a better person. I'm encouraged to be a better person because I've let go of control, and what's controlling me, the Holy Spirit, is driven by being righteous, right? By seeing me come alive. And so I'm encouraged by the Holy Spirit encouraging me to be encouraged, to have strong faith, right? And so I just want to invite you all in that process of letting go. It's okay to surrender and say, man, you know, I don't really know how to be a better person. I've heard a lot. I've taken in a lot of information and I don't know where to start. Guys, I don't know what to do without inviting God into my mess, because I know eventually that mess will turn into a message, and then I'm able to translate that message to you, and then your ears are able to decode what I'm saying, you know, through your intelligence. And through that intellect, we are able to use our intellectual properties to transfer information and become together at the same time. So this should be a very much a safe place for all of us, because I'm not coming on the podcast saying that I have it all figured out. I'm here to say that I'm keeping my eyes on what matters, and that what matters most is, you know, failing forward and being okay with listening. When you listen, you adapt a skill of hearing swiftly. You're less argumentative. And when you're not argumentative, you get to take in, share perspectives for the good of all people. And with this, it changes the dynamic of having to be right. And when you're not right all the time, there is this lucky thing that happens, is where you actually get the opportunity to be wrong. And when you're wrong, you have an invite. Excuse me. Y'all have to bear with me. I am claiming a healing and pulling my healing down from heaven. But today means so much to God, so I showed up anyhow for you all. But you pull your healing down from heaven. Whatever you need, you pull it down. And in that partnership with God, God got to watch you sit in your mess and be unprepared for your breakthrough. But you get to witness God show up, not to little boy you or little girl you. You get to see God open himself with compassion. And that compassion, excuse me, comes from him being creator. He knows that you don't know your way around a situation. So when I see people that are so self-assured, I don't believe them when I see them presenting themselves to be all-knowing. That's not a place that you want to be in. You want to be in a community where everyone in your circle is contributing to your greatness, and they are well-rounding you for your wholeness. Because if you wake up and you tell yourself, I don't need God, I don't need community, you miss out on the people, places, and things that could better equip you. And the only thing that keeps you from surviving this life And to change that to thriving is that you are in the way. And so stay with me. I know my voice is shaking, but I want to say that we stop seeing God. So the only reason I have a Here to Grow podcast, the only reason I come, you know, when I'm for better or for worse, sickness or health, is because I know I need God in this moment. I know I need to lean on the faith of you all that I can do this right now. I'm not going to allow my cough. I'm not going to allow anything to deter me from believing that my healing is coming in this moment. Can I heal myself? No. But if I partner with the Holy Spirit, can I be healed? Yes. So in this moment, I have not stopped looking for God to bless me. And the reason why I get people, you know, willingly wanting to connect with me, because there is no I in honey. I believe in the we. You know, to be in my circle, I probe and see, what do you have to offer? What is it that you're wanting to teach me? What is it that I need to know about you? What do you have that I don't have? Because I don't want meaningless connections. Because if everything around me is meaningful, then I can see God, you know, perform miracles in your life with his signs and wonders. And that's why I live. That's why I breathe. I want to see God. I think sometimes we may wake up and only want to see social media. We're captivated by the world so much that the small things that God is doing, like with me here right now, I could have counseled today and said, well, it doesn't mean as much to people. You know, I don't have this number of people listening to this, but it means a lot to God. See, a lot of us won't do anything if it's just God sponsoring us. If it's God being our publisher, if it's God being our supporter, we'll stop everything if we don't get that like. If we don't get that, you know, that recognition from said peer. But I'm here because I'm championing that God is good for honey. And so when people want to connect with me, I'm like, it's not even me that you want to connect with. You're wanting to connect with a partnership between God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I would be nothing without God the Father being the creator of all things. His brilliance is why I was designed to begin with. Now, the only reason I'm still breathing and not, you know, swallowed in the earth is because of God the Son. He died for me because he knew there was a level of wickedness that exists inside of me that he had to be pierced for me. I can't speak for anyone else. I can be stubborn and hard-headed. It's hard for me to let go and let God. But then the Holy Spirit, the wisdom, the wise counsel that stands with me when I willingly walk back, you know, towards darkness, when I serve two masters and say, well, God is not finished with you yet, honey, and continues to intercede on my behalf and say, God the Father, trust me. Honey loves you. Your name is written on her heart. She has word on her heart. Right? What I'm presenting to you all on this podcast, I'm I've consumed a way of living. And that way of life is what I'm regurgitating on this podcast and say, don't even look at me. Who am I that I would ask for you to hold me up? I want to ask the question, why have you stopped seeing God? And who's the God in your life? Why is that person more valuable than the God that created you? That person that you are fascinated with, they don't even have the capacity to create. Image bearers. They don't have the capacity to create the firmament, marine life, fowl in the air, any of it. But we get so caught up with our favorite sports teams. We get so caught up in the ideas of, you know, I want to be so accomplished. We get so caught up in, I want to be married. But when are we going to get to a point to say that we stop looking at God? We're fascinated with a healthy work-life balance, a fitness routine, you know, getting the healthy circles of friendships, family dynamics. We're trying to get our spaces and places so comfortable that we can live a life without God. But unbeknownst to us, we're still going to be triggered by whatever, because there is no peace without God. You know how much I want to see God? I was thinking to myself, if I cancel today, would that mean that I don't believe that God can heal me as I'm speaking to you? Now, from the start of my day, I don't even feel like I was feeling earlier in the day. And all I could think about was this podcast recording. And so God was like, no, face the minutes and the hours that's before you. Don't think about your end of the day, honey, because I want to meet you throughout your day. Spend your day with me. And I was like, okay, Father, I'll spend my day with you. But can you be enough on the podcast for me? And as I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to myself. It's like, I could not wait for my day to be over. As if I was rushing the day to be over. It's like I got tired of seeing God be God for me. I got to work safe. I had a job to go to. My daughter was safe. My son is safe. My relationships are intact. I had a healthy women's circle check in with me today. But I was so ready to rush and end my day. Why? Because I have a job? I don't even know. Because I stopped seeing that God was the one that gave me the job. No matter how many things go wrong, when I show up, things go right. And conveniently, I just want more things to go right than wrong. But then I don't get to see God be God, because God rights wrongs and I get to see God be glorified. So I know this is different type of content where when you listen to people, they are telling you so many things, but I'm telling you, keep your eyes on God. Because if people are doing the right thing and they have a good heart, it's God that's blessing them. You don't have to go overboard with the congratulations and the admiration for man. We are only reflecting an image of God. We bear his image. Right? And so This is huge. This is a huge concept to kind of break down, because I wish that we weren't so brainwashed with putting people before us. I wish that we were a group of people that like seeing ourselves. I wish we were a group of people that saw ourselves as being enough. I believe in myself so much. I believe so much on the calling on my life that I will show up weak. I will show up in distress. I will show up frustrated to do this podcast. Why? Because I know that God is real. And I want you to know it, family. And I want us to know it together. And I want us to live united as one body. If you check out my social media and you go to whatever video, whatever content, you will hear me testify of what I was battling with, relationships. I am the most transparent person I've ever met. Sometimes I think I'm too honest. But the only way for the enemy not to have my mind, I have to free my mind from the icky thoughts and decisions I've made to keep myself trapped. And once I let it out, how can the enemy use what I've done against me if I already admit that I've been against me, that I'm warring against myself? And then I'll stop to see God. I'm not saying that this walk is easy. I've never loved someone like God. I never wanted to change. I never wanted to be a better person. But here I am, ready and willing to serve. This is a sound of submission. I don't want to see anything else. I don't want to know anything else but God. Because anything else that I like, it brings forth devastation. And I'm going to have to repent anyhow. I'd rather save myself time and just love on the God that loves his daughter. And so if this is your first time, I know that you might have wanted to find another role model. But I am a daughter that will bring you to the King. Hold me accountable to that, because I truly love a God that loves me. And if you truly want to be set free, I'm going to give you all the information so that you can soar. Stop looking at man. Start looking at God. That is the cheat code. I know y'all feel like I'm this phenomenal woman, but guys, that's the cheat code. Move out of the way and let God work. And it's going to be a lot of work. You can do it. Partner with the Holy Spirit. Worship in spirit and truth. Allow God to use you. All right. I am a tree of life planted, you know, in God's water. May he fill me up until I overflow. I'm God's queen, lady, honey. And in closing, I like to freestyle. Father, I wasn't sure if this moment would happen, but you're so faithful to keeping me present for my commitments. You are committed to the calling on my life. I'm reminded today that you have not given up on me. And despite the coughing and despite the flare-ups, God, I'm still yours. And that is enough for me. Father, today, I'm not even asking to be a role model or a host. I just want to boast about you. You have been an amazing father, friend, companion. And I'm grateful to know you, to respond to your call. And I hope that I am bringing people closer to you and to your throne. And may you have more people decreeing and declaring that you are holy. Use this time to take your people to your dwelling place. I love you. Again, all, I am Queen, Lady, Honey, asking us all to stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.